While the Northern Territory is struggling to enforce the nation's toughest lockdown to control COVID outbreaks in Indigenous communities, it's also accelerating the plan to reopen its borders. That's left Aboriginal Medical Services and the AMA aghast. And some health experts are calling on the Territory Government to put the brakes on due to fears community transmission could accelerate. Jane Barden reports.
Aboriginal resident Peggy Slater and her family are on tenterhooks in the Binjari community near Cuthren, waiting for the results of COVID tests they took a week ago.
My 10-year-old grandson, who I look after, apparently he was hanging with one of the positive children, but I haven't got no test results back or anything.
All residents in Binjari and nearby Rockhool are banned from leaving home for any reason. Authorities are delivering food and medicine. Peggy Slater's one-bedroom flat is home to three adults and two kids. She says others are crammed in 20 to a house in sweltering heat with limited electricity.
My sister-in-law ran out of power, and plus her daughter just had a newborn baby.
But she's most concerned the outbreak may spread because people have been travelling illegally back and forth between Binjari and Cuthren. The NT police have caught eight so far.
They just seem to don't listen, and they've been taken off to town through the bush tracks and then sneaking back into the community.
While the NT government is scrambling to enforce the lockdowns and track new cases, in a month it will allow vaccinated travellers to arrive without any quarantine. The CEO of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, John Patterson, is appealing for the border changes to be delayed because half of the Territory's remote communities have less than 50% of people vaccinated.
If we could push back the opening up of those borders for a few more weeks, that would really help us get those vaccination rates up to a more reasonable level.
What should that level realistically be?
Our preferred vaccination rate is between 90 and 95%.
The Australian Medical Association's NT President Robert Parker agrees.
We would want 95% in Aboriginal communities.
Particularly because the NT's two major public hospitals are already struggling with staff and money shortages.
COVID just adds a massive extra burden to already stressed hospitals. I mean, we're very aware that even before COVID, we had level four escalations and code yellows.
The government is adamant the system will cope, and the Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, is defending the reopening timetable.
We're holding out as long as we can, but at some stage COVID will come and everyone's going to get it.
Binjari resident Peggy Slater is dreading what will happen when more people from interstate start coming.
We were COVID-free. Now everybody's just on edge, thinking hopefully they don't have it, and if they do, whether that's going to, kill them.
Binjari resident Peggy Slater speaking there with Jane Barden.